You're listening to Binging the Devil's Fruit, a One Piece manga read-through podcast where the best fruits are the ones you savor and are best enjoyed taking your time consuming. Hello, everybody, and welcome back. This is Binging the Devil's Fruit. We are back with episode 64 of the podcast. I am your host, John Mugiwara Jam, joined as always by my co-host, Chef Peanut.
Hey!
And though things are getting really serious in Skypiea, we're going to take a complete break from Luffy and his, the Straw Hats fight with Enaru, because we have an important piece of history to learn about.
Oh, right, the flashback.
Yes, for the entirety of this episode, we won't be seeing Luffy and crew. We'll just be focusing pretty much on the history between Mont Blanc Nolan and his encounter with the Shandians. And it's you're probably wondering to yourself, why are they showing us this now? You'll understand by the episode's end.
Oh.
So you ready?
Ready.
If you would like to read along with us while we binge the Devil's Fruit, Shonen Jump has their entire manga library available through their subscription service for just $2 a month. Or if you happen to have the physical volumes of Omnibus is handy, that works too. No, we're not being paid to say this. I wish we were. And remember, when you hear this sound, that means it's time to turn the page. Anyway, thanks for coming along with us and enjoyed the read through. Chapter 288.
Ace's great chance for Blackbeard. Volume 14, the intruder Commander Ace. And it seems like Ace has taken on a disguise. It looks like he might have knocked out the captain and took his getup.
Yeah, remember he heard somebody insult Blackbeard last time and now they're all after him?
Oh, yeah.
And it's not enough that he had to take his food with him and continue eating it. Okay, so it's your turn. So when we last left off, we started the flashback with Mont Blanc Nolan and Kalgra, the Shandians from 400 years ago, and they were going to do like a blood sacrifice to appease the gods to oppose to try and stop a plague that was befallen upon the tribe. But Nolan just found out, no, it's tree fever. Stop with the blood sacrifice shit.
Okay, it's my turn to start. Shed blood on that altar, all because he killed a god. Great Kasigami, please forgive us. Great Kasigami. Ah, what's to become of us? That was Pentori's dying message. What has that man done? We must offer blood. Offer more to the gods, more sacrifices, before we incur their wrath. Uh-oh, that does sound good. What do you do now? Emerald, what did you get yourself into this time? The saying he killed a god, what does that mean? Those tribal ceremonies only shouldn't be messed with. Kalgara, kill that man. Quell the god's wrath. Great warrior Kalgara.
You said it earlier. How'd you mess it up again? It's Kalgara. There's no extra A.
And Nolan looks at what appears to be Kalgara.
Yes.
As the woman cries, I am an explorer from the Lindfnell Kingdom in North Blue. It doesn't matter who you are, I will eliminate you. Turn to
Yeah, that's the daughter of the actually her relation is a secret for now, but she's the daughter of that woman that was chosen to sacrifice to the altar. Mont Blanc Nolan and Kalgra are now fighting. Nolan blocks Kalgra's spear with his sword. Is that how you people handle your problems, by just eliminating them? What? Whether insignificant or important, even if it's progress, you have no right to lecture me, intruder. Atone to the gods right now before you doom us all. As they just trade blows with each other. And then the chief is looking on, I guess the acting chief. Amazing. He's holding his own against Kalgara. And they stand each other down while the rain continues. And everyone looks in horror as lightning flashes. And then someone drops their sword. Oh, no, I know what that is. A knife is thrown on the ground. End your life with that knife, Moose. You are a sacrifice for this entire village. To shed tears now, wanting to live. Have some shame! As he, Kalgra yells at the poor girl. And then the girl actually picks up the knife and tries to stab herself. What?
Stop this insanity, ho! And he smacks it right out of her hand. And, but, blood is dripping from Nolan's mouth as Kagura stabs him right in the back. Admiral! As one of Nolan's men is taking houses by the Sandians.
All of them are.
You guys, this village for hundreds of years has closely adhered to the commandment to keep out intruders. Do not underestimate the words of Sandora. And on top of trespassing, you committed the mortal sin of God-killing. Your death alone will be enough to atone for that. We'll make 100 of you pay with your lives. All that you speak of is a life sacrifice, blood. Do you think that pleases the gods? This ceremony is barbaric.
And then Nolan's men are looking on in shock after that declaration. What's he? Admiral, this savage ceremony is an affront to our progress. I won't stand for it. People like me, explorers and researchers, we set out to sea in hopes of making the world a better place. This is an insult to everything we stand for. And these gods of yours, who you claim demand blood, aren't you giving them too much credit? Give me time. I'll drive this evil spirit out of your village. If I fail, then you can go ahead and do it your way. What nonsense? How insolent! Do you think you're a god? This is foolishness. You're going to die here and now. You're obviously planning to run for it. If I don't run away, if I manage to save your village from this tragedy, then swear to me you'll never hold this ceremony again. And the acting chief is thinking, go ahead and try. While you do, we'll hold your crew captive. It's your chief. If you have not succeeded by tomorrow evening, these men die. Fine by me.
Yeah, we cut to his men in a large cage, and Moose in a cage says, hey out there, bring us some dry clothes. Clothes! Oh, we're gonna catch a cold here. Jeez. Man, oh man, how did this happen? We're gonna get killed tomorrow evening. Don't talk nonsense, trust the animal. It's not about trusting a man. If there aren't any acorn trees in this forest, then trust that there are trees while you're at it. As Moose looks at me. Hey, Missy, you've got it bad too, eh? Being brought into a superstitious village like this? If you'd been born in our country, you could have gotten married to a noble or something. You're sure pretty enough, right? Knock it off. This girl was about to be killed just a short while ago. Lay off her. Who was that man? Oh, him? He was an explorer. He's famous in our country. He's also a botanist. He goes to uncharted islands all over the world, discovering new varieties of plants and studying them. There are plenty of explorers that have an interest in plants. It's an important role in any country. But he tends to stick his nose in everything. I just can't leave this sort of thing alone. Now that we don't trust him, mind you. I'm starving. When push comes to shove, he always comes through for us. But what if... Trust him! Now go to sleep! But Moose doesn't seem so convinced.
And then we're now back to the chief's hut. Chief! Why didn't you let Kagura kill him? They broke the commandments of this land the instant they set foot here! That man killed the great Kashigami! If we don't do anything, we'll bring disaster down on ourselves! We'll have our answer by tomorrow. He says he'll save the village. There can be no harm in waiting. How can you be so calm? He's only human! The village is possessed by an evil spirit that only the gods can take away! Pantora can converse with the gods, and here we did not fulfill his last command! There will be consequences! Kagura, say something to him! If I sense even the slightest danger for the village, I intend to go take that man's head right then and there, even without waiting for tomorrow evening. Do as you please. Old Pantori is dead now, and I don't have the power to hear the voices of the gods. However, even I can hear the words of a wise man. That's all. And Kagura just storms out. Kagura! And then he walks out, and then the boy from earlier who was rubbing the rock on his arm to try and get the disease off. Seto.
Surely you'll be lying down. I'm cured. What? Create your warrior Kagura. Bah, Kagura. What is... progress? And back in the forest, found one, a Kona tree. And Nolan's happy about finding a tree. Well, with this many trees, it was only to be expected. And come dawn, all of Kagura's men are asleep. But then something shakes, waking everyone up. This is it. I knew it would happen. A tremor. Some fire breaks as the whole village shakes. Oh, this is it. The wrath of the gods. It's a curse of the great Kasigami.
And then it's just the rumbling continues, and Moose doesn't seem all that fazed. Earthquake! Hey, let's out of here! And a familiar person starts running through the village. This one's a lot bigger than usual. I knew it. It's his fault. It's all because of him. We were already cursed by the evil spirit. Now we've angered the gods as well. Protect the sick. And the chief just sits and thinks. But Kagura is now running through the forest. I knew I shouldn't have let him live. And the earthquake continues, but seems to subside. Oh, look, a crack in the ground. I think the Admiral's okay? Admiral! It's terrible here! The forest floor! It's sinking! The island seems like it could split it apart at any moment!
And he managed to find Kagura.
Nolan.
Seems to be...
Kagura found Nolan.
Kagura found Nolan. And he seems to be wedged between in parts of the island,
yep.
It seems?
Yes, he got caught in the in a fissure.
Serves you right. Looks as though the gods decided to punish you for contempt. The gods aren't so tough after all, are they? They didn't have enough power to kill one mere mortal. You're a stubborn one. Why did you come here? To kill you. You killed Kasigami. As long as you're alive, the village won't be safe. Couldn't you tell from the earthquake? Kasigami? Oh, that steak, huh? It didn't even look tasty. Why you? Sorry, but could you go away? I don't want to see your face now. I got to get to the village fast. Interesting. I'll watch over you. Go on. I want to see you struggle. And no, it's the end of the chapter.
Mm-hmm.
And Olin's going to have a hard time struggling out this one in...
Chapter 289, Full Moon.
Ace Great Military... Great Church for Blackbeard, Volume 15. Military cold coffee is bitter and seems like everyone's in a daze as they don't seem to like the coffee.
Ace doesn't like it either.
This seems like what happened in the offices of the Warner Brothers executives after they got the back office results for Joker Fully Ado.
But then again, you actually would feel right at home here because you like your coffee straight black.
I'm on a Disney cruise. There was this one couple we had breakfast with, and they were shocked I was able to just drink it black.
Hey,
because it was really strong coffee.
As much as I don't agree with it personally, I know tons of people like you who like it that way, and that's fine.
Mm-hmm. All right, shake you up faster.
Yeah, it doesn't work on me. All right, so it's my turn to start. So we're back with Nolan struggling to get out of the closed fissure of the island splitting. Then Kagura is just kind of watching him out of pure delight because, you know, he's sadistic. It helps I had to hiccup after I ate something. Curses! You got swallowed up in that fissure quite nicely. Most would take this as a sign from above. I'm surprised you're still alive. The tree fever that's attacking this village is a curable disease. If I can get that back to the village, I can prove it. Day has already broken. When the sun sinks in the western sky and dusk falls, the lives of your crew will be offered to the gods. Because you ruined the ceremony, we've incurred the wrath of the gods. Oh, excuse me. I gotta do that again. Fuck you, hiccups. We've incurred the wrath of the gods. Your current disgraceful state tells the story well. The ground moving is a sign of the gods' power. You're helpless against it!
Kagura headed for the forest. If he kills the god killer, the gods' wrath should subside for the time being.
Papa! Papa!
Another warrior has died. A pity he could not die honorably in battle.
You see, RFK Jr., this is what happens when you delay much needed care.
A pity he could not die honorably in battle. Have you finished the burial urns? We got lots of people waiting to be buried. I can't catch up if people keep dropping like flies.
Yeah, they've got time.
A few people hadn't come to this village, this never would have happened, as they scream at Nolan's crew. We had it bad enough before you brought this earthquake upon us. If you hadn't obstructed the ceremony, we'd all be... Hey, wait, don't do anything hasty. It's you people that are the evil spirits. No, wait, it's you... Oh, wait, who's yelling at who?
That's the Shandy is yelling at the Nolan's crew.
It's you people that are the evil spirits. We'll kill you right here, right now. Oh, hey, hold on. This isn't what you promised, but please, please don't. Wait, wait. Stop it, hey. Why, you? However, Seto just stands right in front of, sits right in front of them. Seto, get out of the way. Because of them last night, my wife, the warriors of Sendora that I look up to have more pride than this. Kid.
Okay. And then we're back with, Kagura continuing to watch Nolan get out of the, try to get out of the fissure, closing in on him. Now he's like trying to pull on his arm now. What? He moved the earth? And sure enough, Nolan is strong enough to push the fissure off him, and he kind of gets out a little bit. Oh, but that not without consequences. He starts bleeding after that.
Prepare for the ceremony. Take all the sacrifices to the altar. Leave none behind. Hey, wait just a little longer. The armor will come back, I tell you. Just 2 more hours. No, just 1 more. I'm begging you. Hey, kid, do something. Stop him. I don't want to be a sacrifice. Why do we have to be burned alive? They'll start the ceremony soon. Just hold on. Big brother, be patient for just a little longer. The sun's setting. Back any fast? The sun's setting. They'll start the ceremony soon. Really, what a pathetic sight you are. Here lies a man who defied the gods and lost. You struggled all day long, I'm impressed. What are you people so afraid of? What? You find of some unseen terror? Offering up human lives just to make yourselves feel better.
Just to make ourselves feel better? That's right. Human sacrifices aren't about the gods at all. They're selfish acts. They're pointless sacrifices. Don't speak as if you know better, as then Kagura kicks him in the face. This is how people in this land have survived for hundreds of years. That doesn't make it right. Shut up, outsider. No matter how great your gods are. People's lives are more precious. You people were just going to watch that poor innocent girl die. And it didn't bother you one bit? I'll never understand that. You're all heartless. As he thinks back to Moose crying in his arms. What you people are doing is despicable. You say it doesn't bother us to offer human sacrifices? Do you really think that? Even if the girl you saved yesterday
was my own daughter? How could you? You told your own daughter to give up her own life? Venturi could hear the voices of the gods. You can't possibly understand what power his words have over us. Venturi's words are the gods' words. Obey them is the way to feel it. I can't beg an exception just because she's my daughter. If we disobey judgment, it always follows. As now snap, crunch, and yell is whole. And back in the village. Bring the sacrifices to the altar. Burn them up and offer them to the heavens. Admiral! Admiral! As Moose has a worried look on her face. Admiral, they're gonna burn us alive! No, it can't be. Do you think disasters keep striking without cause? It's unmistakably an act of the gods.
And, oh, there's a big old giant snake. Not too dissimilar from the one that Nolan killed. Kashigami! No, it's much smaller. Is it Kashigami's child? Kashigami's blood has come to judge you! And it's eaten something because it's got something in its mouth. Huh? This is judgment? So, in the end, am I being judged or am I dying in an accident? Is the village dying from a curse or will it die from disease? 60 years ago in my country, this tree fever, which is now attacking your village, has become a plague. It took 100,000 lives. It was a horrible disease. Anyone who caught it had a 90% chance of dying. But in recent years, the rate of people who died from it, same disease, has even reached 3%. That's because a botanist from the South Blue discovered an antidote during his explorations. It's a medicine called conine that can be extracted from the bark of the Kona tree. I have some of that in my right hand right now. If I take it back, I can make medicine. The village can be saved!
Do you know how many people all over the world have spent countless years searching for this? Or how many sacrifices have been made? Do you? Your people are destroying this great progress. That's why I'm saying your rituals are slapping in their faces. You antiquated ways are a real evil. Are you that afraid of the gods? Someone used to say to every anti-factor. I don't have the power to hear voices of the gods, however. Even I can hear the words of a wise man. Oh, Kasagawa managed to kill that snake.
Kalagura killed the snake as it was about to attack him. Does the snake look familiar, though?
Yep. Tell me, just now, what did I kill? A snake?
A snake. Wrong! I just broke the commandment and killed the god. But you say it was a snake. You say the curse killing the warriors and the villagers is a curable disease. And I guess Conqueror does an about face because he starts crying. Will you really save my precious village? Can you save it? I can. And then we zoom out and then we're back to the altar where I guess the ceremony has stopped and it's the full moon. Sure enough. Turning the page and... There's no real dialogue for the rest of this. It's just, I guess, Calgary decided to spare Nolan because now his crew and the Shandorans, they interchangeably do that. I can never remember which one, are celebrating that many of them are being cured. The bedridden are waking up after taking the medicine and they're all having a party. Calgary and his daughter are hugging in tears while the chief watches the full moon from above. And Nolan is being treated because, I mean, he was stuck in a fissure for a whole day. And the Shandians and the people were laughing and chugging beer, having a great old time in the moonlight. And that's the end of the chapter.
And it's the beginning of the SBS corner.
All right. So as per tradition, you start with the questionnaire.
Oda Sensei, it's nice to meet you. I always enjoy reading your work. Let me get right to the point. There's something that I want to say very badly. It's about this. Aw, Chopper's head. It's so round and cute. No, that's not it. What I really want to say is, Chopper's horns are attached to his hat. They're attached to his head. Please explain this. I appreciate it very much. Jewelry, then. Sure enough, it's a panel where Chopper's hat comes pop up and off his head, and his antlers are attached to the hat.
Look, he's curling his tongue in like a Looney Tunes character, look, shocking surprise. That's where you question the logic at? Well, I got a mountain of postcards pointing this one out. The one thing I say to everyone is, the truth isn't limited to what you can see. Chopper was so startled at the time that even his horns jumped in amazement. He altered his body to communicate that to us. In a way, that may have been his own sort of coolness, don't you think? In a way, that may have been his own sort of... cool, don't you think? Okay, next.
And the opening picture for chapter 284. Sorry, you do an adorable dog smoking a cigarette. Even coming from you, Oda Sensei, this is unforgivable. Are you trying to make dogs unhealthy? Well, member 17 for the Society for the Protection of Animals.
Oh, I wasn't paying close enough attention. I'm terribly sorry. I'll give Sanji a good talking to over this. That guy.
And it's going to be a while until we see that guy. But until then, we got...
All right. Binge the Devil's Fruit segment for chapter 290 on episode 64 of the podcast on March 17th, 2025. My microphone's recording.
Mine as well.
Right at the beginning, 3, 2, 1. Chapter 290, The Light of Shandora.
And Ace's Great Search for Blackbeard, volume 16. Vice Admiral Camille dislikes the base bitter coffee. And sure enough, he says, standing at attention with his mouth wide open as the coffee drips from his mouth. Oh, God.
That's me as soon as I walk into work in the morning.
No. Okay, I believe it's my turn.
Yeah.
Chilala, chilala. Oh, it's a snake.
It's a baby snake.
It's a snake. It's a fiber. Don't let it bite you. Shoo, shoo, go away as one tries to chase away with a stick. This is... Hey, Kagura. Chula. That's a shock. So it had a grandchild too, then. That snake. No, snake, huh? Oh, I see. And look, everyone looks at him in confusion from the laughter. I really don't understand those two. They were trying to kill each other on that altar just 10 days ago, now. Now they get along really well. Plus, Kagura nursed the animal back to health. Of course he did. The animal is responsible for saving the village. Why are you the one bragging? Kagura has never been that friendly with anyone from the village. But looks as though he's really hit off with this guy. Even with their totally different backgrounds, they seem quite to have something in common. I've never seen Kagura laugh like that before.
And then they go to a little altar in the forest. So, what is this thing you want to show us, Kagura? Follow me and you'll see. Hey, you! There's a cliff over there. We're going down from there. Going down? And so they step down a pair of stairs and... They're headed one way from the village to the west from that little altar. And there is a familiar loud sound. And Kagura smiles. It's the golden bell that has been foretold by the legend. The sound of this bell. Jojo! It wouldn't be a giant without a southbird. Hey, Kagura! Where on earth is the beautiful sound of this bell coming from? Chulalala, chulalala, choo! And then another... three more clangs from the bell as they go down a flight of stairs, and then Nolan and his crew are stunned at what they see.
Oh, it's a big spread shot of a city made of gold and a massive bell.
Yep, it's El Dorado.
Speechless, are you? Sendo, oh, sorry.
Yeah, you could just get it because there was no dialogue on that.
Speechless, are you? Sendoa, the city of gold, or the descendants of those who built it. The city of gold? It's like a dream. Woohoo! It's covered in gold! It's El Dorado! Hooray! Hey, you guys! It's fine. Aside from the bell tower, you can take as much gold and treasure as you can pack onto your ship. What? The villagers have already given their consent. We owe you so much that we can't possibly thank you enough. You've saved our tribe from that death-percent disease compared to that. This is just, you're a generous guy, great warrior. But haven't your people been protecting this city for ages? Yes, we've been protecting this city, but you weren't protecting the treasure. To be completely accurate, it was a stone. What's this? Are there letters? They're looking at something. They're called poneglyphs. You can't and read what is written, though. But certain is that this city of Sendoa was destroyed in a fight to protect the stone. A sacrifice of that magnitude leaves us no choice but to protect it. It is our duty as descendants to protect like the proof that our ancestors fought and lived. We respect our ancestors, and we would as we would gods.
Yeah, that writing looks familiar, doesn't it? I had no
idea. Oh, yeah.
Yeah, it's the language that Robin can read. I had no idea it was such a big golden bell. The sound of this bell is really a message. A message. Our ancestors died and were taken into heaven, so that their souls will always be able to find their way back to this land. We continue to ring this bell to spread this message. We're right here. The sound of this bell represents the undeniable glory of Sandora's past. We'll make its existence known to the ends of the seas. We won't run or hide. That's why this bell, the pride of the city, is called the Light of Sandora. That makes sense. Its ring sounds very majestic. You think so? Yes! In the midst of a storm, this light extended a hand to us. Even though I shouldn't have been able to hear it through the storm, I heard the sound of this bell.
And as Nolan talks to Lewis, think, do you like it too, the sound of this bell? Chilala. I wonder if you'll become one of those giant serpents someday. Chilala. Maybe in another 100 years or so. Hey, stay here as long as you want, Nolan. Tell me more stories of your travels. Since Endorus was struck in 400 years ago, you're the first guest this island has had. Want to show our hospitality properly. I appreciate it. I also want to go into the forest and gather botanical specimens. I'd like to oversee the tree fever treatment until it's finished. Admiral! Admiral! Oh, come now. What's with those outfits? It's an external pose. It's probably something we took from an invader. And a map, Admiral. It's a map. Yes, this skull shape. This is definitely a map of the island. The location of this city. It's hidden its name, Sandora. That means skull's right eye. Hey, back in the village. Hey, everybody, come here. Nolan says he'll give us some weird crops. There's a greenhouse on the ship. We have specimens of all sorts of plants. I'll leave seeds and shoots that will grow well in the island soil with you.
Well, take care. You still need to rest. Thank you very much.
All right, you take this in. There we go. Thanks. As Nolan and goes over the several different plants they have at us Andorans and it's competitive, but our life.
And then another spread, dialogueless spread of Nolan and Kagura's many adventures. They're braving through the waters and then having a bonfire ceremony that doesn't involve murder. And, well, if anything's getting murdered, it's their liver because they're just drinking. And then Kagura and Nolan have a contest to see who can catch the biggest fish. And I think they're equals. And the Xandorans and the Navy... they're not pirates or Navy men. They're like explorers. They're just celebrating. Yeah. And then Nolan and Kagura share more stories over drinks and they're laughing. And then Nolan rings the bell. Kagura teaches him how. Meanwhile, there's just a montage of shots of Nolan and Kagura's friendship. Having drinks in front of the sunset while the little tiny snake sleeps. And more laughing and inspecting botany. But then, 1 month after landfall, right outside of the village, on their camp out on the beach.
Lone and the rest are coming. Listen, don't say a word about what we saw last night. They said they'd set sail in a few more days. Make absolutely sure you don't do anything hasty. Understand? I knew it. Our peoples can never see eye to eye. They may make good medicine, but in the end, they're still men who have no qualms about killing gods. Are they so great they can trip on our history? Stop it, they're here. Hi, everyone. It's Calco here. It's known in his cruel lives, but everyone gives him the stink eye. Hey, what's wrong? Everyone's so standoffish all of a sudden. Well, you were outsiders to begin with. Calco says he doesn't want to see you anymore. Seto, how long before your people go home? What? As the Sandoras just turned their backs on him.
Huh? They seem to hate us all of a sudden. Did we overstay our welcome? Hey, come on. You people were nice and friendly just yesterday. Now all of a sudden you're... Stop it. Let's keep working. There's still some forest we haven't gotten to. I can't. I've got no sympathy to give them. Don't give in to your rage. Wait patiently until they set sail. And then one of the Sandorans finds Kagura in El Dorado. So, this is where you were. La 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 la. Then the snake is with him, too. I never want to see his face again. If I see him again, I just might kill him. And then back onto the beach at night with Nolan and his explorers. The bell didn't ring. The bell didn't ring today, did it? Yeah, that hasn't happened before, has it? Where's the Admiral? Over on the rocks. Admiral, in 2 more days, we'll have covered the entire forest, won't we? Yes. Tell the sailors we'll set sail in 3 days. We'll be on the sea again. Tell them to cherish the time they have on solid ground before we set off. Admiral, to be honest, this island has gotten pretty uncomfortable. Why don't we have to finish our job here, then we'll go. Go get some sleep. And Nolan just stares on as he's pretending to sleep. And that's the end of the chapter.
And it's another SBS corner, so I'll be able to this time.
Okay. Hello, Mr. Ichiro Oda. Thank you for everything. Lately, I've been rereading One Piece from the beginning, and I realized something. The question corner used to be decent. When did it turn out to such whacked out corner? Whose fault is it? It's been bothering me so much I can't control Gaimon's growth. My son is bothered as well. Help me!
Whoa, hang on there. That PS concerns me more than the main question. That's just how Gachapin is, I swear. There's no person in there. Please don't lie. By the way, apparently Gachapin is a dinosaur child, and Muku is a yeti. Well, okay. I can accept dinosaur child, but a yeti? He's red. A bright red yeti on a pure white snowy mountain? You said not too much. Don't get me wrong. I like Muku. Japanese children grow up watching Ponkiki. Now, what was the question again? Why is the question kind of the way it is now? All I know for sure is that it's not my fault. And there's Gachapon and Muku. Oh, hey, we saw them in
Remember? I told you. They're from like a popular kids show in Japan. So they're basically all over Japanese pop culture. So for those of you who don't know, Austin and I have already been acquainted with Gachapon and Muku because they have a cameo in Like a Dragon Infinite Wealth on the Animal Crossing minigame. And Austin has a personal affinity for Muku because his eyes and thousand-yard stare makes it look like he's high off his ass.
And let's place it up, Ben.
Chapter 291. We'll be here.
It's just great shirts for Blackbeard, Volume 17. The top secret naval reconnaissance ship returns to port.
Uh-oh.
And sure enough, of the top secret naval reconnaissance ship is returned to port.
Spoken like somebody who did the book report this morning. All right, it's your turn. Start.
As in, it's flashback time. You should leave here, Nolan. You should leave here, Nolan. Why did your main moose? Don't be silly. I got a friend back home and a child about her age. I gotta go back. Kakura says he doesn't want to see you anymore. How much longer before you people go home? And back to City of Gold.
Don't take it so hard, Nolan. Kagura just wants you to call him daddy.
I know you're here, Kagura. Come out. Why won't you talk to me? Tell me what's wrong. If you won't talk to me, I can't understand anything. We'll send sail soon. I don't want to part ways like this. And
that's an arrow.
Oh, yeah, an arrow just grazes his cheek. Until you're facing. Oh.
I think that might be his spear. So sorry.
Don't show your face in front of me again. Would you rather death parted us here instead? Kagura. And since Kagura refuses to talk, they just go back to continue to explore.
And then back in the Shandoran village's square, the ship, has it left yet? No one's ship will leave soon. Don't have anything to do with those people. And then El Dorado is quiet now as Kagura is just staring at the tower on top of the Golden Bell. But the snake is very sad when it wants the bell to ring.
Chula-la-la, chula.
Never mind the bell now. It doesn't mean anything anymore. And then back with the Admiral's crew. The Admiral seems lonely. Yeah, to be so far from home and to actually find someone he got along with so well. He figured he made a best friend for life, and then this. I just don't get it. We strike anchor first thing in the morning. The villagers look like they're ready to kill us. Be fools to approach them. And the bell didn't ring today either.
Chilalala.
As Moose just looks at the full moon, and Nolan also looks at the full moon in anger while he's lying down on the ground.
But it seems like someone decides to put a pair of Sajuras off. What a sad end to a great fight. Then... Moose! Doctor, could I have a word with you? And Kagura is just a sinner. Oh! He calls himself a botanist. And it's a bunch of tree trunks. Nolan, this is a sacrifice for your so-called progress? Then I should have never accepted you people. Ancestor trees? Yes.
The souls of our ancestors who have died on this island over the past several centuries are said to dwell in them, guided here by the sound of the bell. They are white holy trees. All our ancestors who lived in this island ever since the age of Shandora watch over us from those trees. To us Shandians, the forest of our ancestor trees was something precious, even sacred. We protected them as we would our own lives. And we went and chopped them down. Warriors were furious. The warriors were furious and reached for their weapons at once, but the warriors were furious and reached for their weapons at once, but we owe you for saving so many of our lives, so... I see. All that pent-up anger is the reason behind the sudden change in their attitude. Even if it was for your research, even if you didn't know about the tree's meaning, the villagers' anger won't be quelled. So before you set sail, I wanted to at least know why you did it. And then the next day, as they're getting ready to set sail, all right, pull her up. Oh, it's falling! Did you tie it properly? I need some help over here. Oh, it's so heavy. So that's why. Trees that house their ancestors' souls. There's no making amends for something like that. The villagers' anger is completely justified. We respect our ancestors as we would God, says Nolan, remembers what Cogra said when they were introduced to El Dorado. But Admiral, in that situation, there are no excuses for it. I did what I thought was right. They said that, as well as boasting of the city's existence, the sound of that bell, guided the souls of their ancestors to this island. We cut down the trees that house those souls. There's no reason for them to forgive us. Listen up, men!
Huh? What? Leave all the gold behind? As Smooth runs back. Nolan and his men have begun making preparations to sail. Moose? Moose, why are you in such a rush? Where's Papa? Moose, where have you been? What if only one single precious tree was ravaged by a deadly poison? And the poison that one tree eventually spread throughout the forest and ate away at people. If you had known that the poison would kill the island, what would we have done with that one precious tree?
What do you say, Moose? What is this about? As he grabs Kagura.
Papa, you must go and stop them. Hurry.
Don't be a fool. You know what they... If you part ways like this, you'll regret it for the rest of your life.
He's an irreplaceable friend, one you might have never met at all. His actions have saved our people. If you let him go now, you'll leave with him with a wound that will last his whole life. What are you saying? And then we cut back to the rest of Explorer and Moose's conversation. I suppose this will sound like we're making excuses, but for the sake of the Admiral's honor, I'm going to tell you. That forest you speak of was already dead. But what? The truly frightening part of the tree fever sickness is that it affects plants as well. It moves from people to forest and from forest to people. There are many cases where it completely destroyed small islands. He knew what devastation it would cause. That's why the Admiral was so desperate trying to convince you all. Even 100 deaths is just the beginning for tree fever. We were only able to stop the damage because he risked his own life. We cut down trees here and there in other places besides that forest. But those trees had already been affected by the tree fever. It was too late for them. If we hadn't moved fast, they would have infected other trees, and this entire island would have been swallowed up in its path. Is that true? But you don't have to worry anymore. Yesterday, we finished checking the entire forest. We didn't know these trees were so precious, and we didn't even explain. I'm sorry. We might not be forgiven even with an explanation, but a botanist would never damage a forest without reason. Trust me, the Admiral doesn't hate gods or deities.
It's just that he always knows what's important. As the Sandians look on in shock.
He'd only been thinking of us, protecting us this whole time, while we're enraged with what we lost. If things stay like this, we'll lose something even more precious. Galgarua!
They cut down all the ancestor trees for our sake, but we... And Kagura rushes off.
Kagura, it's too late to go to the ocean now. The ship's probably set sail already.
Nolan, I'm sorry, don't go yet. And back at the ship. All right, all set. Raise an anchor. Everybody on board? Have you forgotten anything? Take a good look. Last look at it. We won't ever be able to come back to this island. Did we forget anything? I forgot something. I said, look on some gold. Let it go. Right then, let's set sail. Set a course for Marichoa and contact North Blue. We're going home to... Levneal Kingdom! Yeah! But they see someone... At least someone unscratching his head. The guy who explained the tree fever. Wait, Nolan, how could I be such a fool? Raise the sail!
Turn to the page. And the bell starts ringing again. Admiral! That's the sound of the golden bell! Why? Ring it! Ring it! And the then the Shandians are ringing the bell. Ring it harder! Ring it so loud that Nolan and the rest could hear it! Oh, Nolan, we're so sorry! Huh? Admiral, look! And Calgra is now in the water. Nolan! Calgra, come back again! As the bell continues to ring. I'll be waiting for you here on this island! We'll keep ringing the bell for you! We'll be here always.
So that when you return, your boat won't get lost on the ocean, so that you won't lose your way to this island, even in a storm. We'll ring the bell, waiting for you. Let's meet again, my friend. Admiral, it's okay to come back? I will come back again. We will meet again. I promise us, Nolan. And cries as the bell continues to ring. That's the end of chapter 291. Oh.
Yep.
Oh, an emotional ending.
Oh, if you thought it was emotional now.
Oh, no. It's going to get even more emotional in...
Chapter 292, To Meet Like the Half Moon Hat Hidden by the Clouds.
It's this great search for Blackbeard, volume 18. An awesome incident flares up on the top secret naval reconnaissance ship. It seems like all the Navy men are rushing off to the emergency, but Ace in disguise is drinking that really bitter coffee, but he's not enjoying it at all.
Yeah, and you know who caused the arson. All right, it's your turn to start this last chapter.
In a country in the North Sea. It seems to be back home. Good morning, Mr. Nolan. Oh, good morning. There lived a man called Mont Blanc Nolan. Nolan the Explorer always told stories about his adventures that seemed too fantastic to be true. Tell us about the country of dwarves. Sure, why not? It was when I was still... But the people of the village didn't know whether they were made up or the truth. One day, Nolan returned from voyage. It's Nolan's boat! Welcome home, Nolan. I made his report to the king.
Tell us stories.
They say this place, Sendoy, even though it's fallen to ruin, it still stood beautiful and proud. It truly was the famed city of gold, El Dorado. And the king looks on its shack before grinning to his advisor. Left Neil Kingdom 5 years later. We finally got permission from Merito to enter the Grand Line. As such, I would like again to appoint you as admiral of an exploration ship. It'd be my honor, your majesty.
But your usual crew won't be joining you this time. My soldiers will be accompanying you instead. As will I. I trust you find this agreeable, Admiral. In that case, please prepare yourself for great dangers. And sure enough, Nolan takes the king and his men on a ship back to Jaya. Nolan, it's a sea monster! Save me! Admiral Nolan, the wind's torn the sail! The third ship is gone. We've been separated. It's an iceberg. The helm will respond. Admiral Nolan, do something. Aren't we there yet? We'll never survive with such hastily trained soldiers as crew. I gotta at least keep this ship that's on the king's afloat to the death if I have to. November 16th, 1127, the age of Cayenne. Nolan, is this it? Yes, there's no mistake. And they arrive, but as you can see, something is wrong.
Why? Why does the island drop off here? Nolan, you fool! Oh, and he's hit right in the head. Did you deceive me? Where's all the gold you said there'd be there? Where did the village go? What happened on this island? Calgoa, if you're alive, let me hear it. Let me hear the sound of that golden bell. Left Neil Kingdom. Ring for me, Light of Sendora.
And then we're back in Live Neil Kingdom. Nolan's public execution is about to begin! 6 years ago, on an island called Jaya in the Grand Line, I saw a great city of gold. El Dorado exists! Nolan's being executed as, like, just like in the story. Then let us hear the testimony of one who traveled with Nolan 6 years ago. Is it true, what Nolan says? No, it's a bald-faced lie. What? How could this be? Nolan was a liar? Then all the adventure stories he told us before were also... That's just cruel. He just served the whole country pretending to be a hero. But Nolan's actual men are like, hey, everybody over here. Admiral, why is he on the execution stand? Hey, wait, what's with this witness? I've never seen that guy before. Who is that guy? He's not one of our crew. Hey, move it. Let's through, Admiral. What happened? Did you get to see Colgrin and everybody? Men, hold them. Sire, Admiral! As the Nolan's actual men are being held by the soldiers of the kingdom. For the crime of deception with lies, I sentence the explorer Montblanc Nolan to death by beheading.
Kaka, where are you now? Are you alive? Liar! As if the Admiral would lie. Admiral! Liar! I just worried for your safety. Oh no.
And back on Jaya, where, well, if you want to know what happened, I think you actually know what happened to Jaya, but you'll see in a second if you don't remember. Jaya, 1 year before Nolan's return, and we're back with the Shandians. Kagura! Oh, Seto, you're going to ring the bell, aren't you? I'll come help. And then Seto, who is, yeah, this is like Seto's like an adult now. Hey there, Nola. You made yourself right at home here in the ruins, haven't you?
Shulala.
Say, Kagura, when do you suppose Nolan and the others will return? That's all you ever talk about when we come here. Jojo! As the Southbird flies away. Getting here is no easy voyage. Plus, he has a family of his own to take care of, far away in the Northern Sea. We made a promise. As long as we keep ringing the bell here, someday he'll show up. But then, a loud earthquake erupts and is causing a massive tremor. And it's scaring the Southbirds because they're flying away. Jojo! What is it? An earthquake? The sky's pitch black too. This is serious. Come, Soto, we must protect the village. And then the chief, one of the huts in the Shandoran village splits in half because there's a massive fissure.
And the half of the island is transported all the way up into the sky.
Remember the knock-up stream?
Oh,
the knock-up stream that they used to go up to Skype in the first place. The knock-up stream happens randomly in random places. Unfortunately, it just so happened to happen to that piece of Jaya and shot it into the air. That's why they were gone.
And this it lands right on a beanstalk.
Yes, the giant jack, remember?
Oh, yeah. The bell's loose and the sky people witness.
They hear the bell because it's ringing because it got knocked out. And now, Jaya has now become part of Skypiea thanks to the knock-up stream. So now they're up in the sky. Oh, almighty God! It's a huge verse! What beauty! So much verse!
Did you hear it just now? The beautiful sound of that verse? It's a blessing granted to us by heaven. It's the birth of a sacred land. That is where I must live. And I guess that was the god for the time. I guess they don't have rubber, but they have cigars. You say there are people there already? Drag them out. I am the god.
And then we're back to, I guess what is left of Shandora. What happened? Is everyone all right? Hurry and send to the injured. Expel them. The Congress, someone's.
Protect the women and children. We're going to accept the warriors.
What's this? It's so hard to breathe.
This verse will be mine. I am the almighty god.
That's no god. We can't let him take this land.
And it seems like a prison cell.
I think that was Nolan's prison cell.
Oh, we made a promise, didn't we, Nolan? We said we'd meet again someday. When you arrive at Jaya again and find us gone, wonder what you think of us. Wait just a little longer. I'm going to tell you that you're right here. Since you left, the village has changed. Lukachi gave us Gruel. My daughter and Seto were married. There's so much I want to tell you about, Nolan. Let's meet here again someday, no matter what, Nolan. Bring back the light of Sandora! It's over.
Yeah, so I'm sorry to say that Nolan and Kagura never meet each other ever again.
Oh.
Nolan was executed, and Kagura probably died in when the god of Skypiea colonized it.
That is so sad.
I know. It is one of the most tragic backstories of One Piece. It's like, it broke my heart when I first read that. Well, actually, I watched One Piece first, but when I... Oh, my... Yeah, right? Did you think that the fairy tale about the liar would be so tragic with, when you heard the real story?
I thought some would have gotten lost in translation, but oh my god.
Yep. Well,
oh my god.
That's the end of the episode and the end of the flashback in the story of the true story of Mont Blanc Nolan and his friend Calgara. Oh man, was that heavy or what?
Insanely heavy. Oh.
Yeah.
So heavy I got crust.
Well, you can take solace in knowing that the episode's over now. So next time on Midging the Devil's Fruit, will be the penultimate episode of the Skypiea arc. Because we'll be going back to Luffy's fight with Enaru, and we'll be finishing this off pretty soon. But until then, thank you guys for listening through all the heartbreak and the good times. Be sure, if you want to hear this podcast a week early and you want to support us, check us out on patreon.com/superbonusround, where you get to hear episodes a week before they're supposed to go out. And you also get access to the commentary tracks when we do movie and special reviews. When we're done with Skypiea, we have one special and one movie coming. So get in on that while you can, because we got some stuff coming up. But until then, I've been John Mukiwara JM.
I've been Chad Peanut.
And remember, when binging the devil's fruit, I got nothing. Light the fire in San Shandora. Nolan and... You know what? I'm going to just say it. I fucking ship Nolan and Calgara. I love them that much. Join us next time for episode 65 of the podcast. We'll be covering chapters 293 to 297. I've been John Mukiwara JM.
Got tears in my eyes. Genuine tears.
And we'll see you guys next time. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, I ship Calgara and Nolan. Thank you for binging the Devil's Fruit with us today. If you'd like to enhance your binging experience even further, for just $3 a month, not only do you get access to episodes 1 week before they go live for the public, you also get exclusive access to our commentary tracks for our One Piece anime movie special reviews on our Patreon. The review episodes themselves will always be free to all listeners, but if you want the commentary tracks, that's patreon.com/superbonusround. Thanks for your support.